the afters invites I'm talking about. Are they cheeky and insulting to invite somebody to an afters? It's kind of not the done thing anymore, really, is it? Lisa, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Lisa, are you married?
I'm not, no.
Almost. Oh, right, okay. So when's the day?
No, I'm not. I'm not actually married.
Oh, right. But you're nearly there.
Yeah, probably so. You could say that.
And why? He hasn't asked you, has he now?
It's not something we've actually brought up in the topic, really. You know, it's just, we just really get on with things.
How long are you together?
25 years.
Jesus, Lisa, you want to get
25
years?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on for a second. 25, hang on. Helena.
What?
There's hope for you yet.
Is there?
25 years. I was giving out earlier on because how long are you together, Helena?
Seven.
Sorry, Lisa. 7 years. 25 years, Lisa, for God's sake.
And I know, yeah. Oh, he's a good guy, though. You know, you see, we get on very well. And
so it doesn't matter. Once you're happy, yeah. That's the main thing. So, that's Lisa, have you ever gotten an afters invitation?
Yes, I have actually in the past been invited to weddings, afters. I've never really quoted anybody on afters of a wedding. It was nice to be offered an invitation to go in the first place. But I understand where people are coming from when they get invitations of family members or close friends, where they only get to the afters, where they'd like to go for the full day.
Yeah.
Dress up from early morning, get in the mood, and obviously go to the wedding and enjoy the whole day with the friends or close family members.
It's kind of like I'm not good enough to be invited to the whole day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you do feel a bit out, don't you, if they don't invite you to the whole...
And would you buy a gift? Like, if you were going to an afters, would you kind of normally have to be there for 8 o'clock, let's say, and you get maybe a couple of cocktail sausages or something like that, or a bag of crisps, would you buy them a gift?
Yeah, I would, because you don't want to walk in to an evening occasion and not have something in your hand, you know?
Yeah, but you wouldn't do as you would if you were there for the whole day now. I mean, what's the whole day going right now? 100 quid, is it 150?
Yeah, and it's also very expensive as well to have people at a full wedding nowadays, because you've got to get them a seat at your table for dinner, and then, you know, it's quite a big expensive occasion as well. So people have to take that into consideration. And to be asked to the wedding at all is nice enough.
I know. A lot of people, by the way, don't like getting invitations to wedding. I'm probably one of them, actually. When you see an invitation coming in the door, you're thinking to yourself, Jays, this is going to cost me a fortune.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, I was just saying to the girl that I on the radio, I should have, you know, would you be into? I said, yeah, well, probably to the afters, if I had to say, like, if it was a family, close family member or close friend that I've been, you know,
what about a cousin or something?
Years.
A cousin?
A cousin, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, a cousin, even a cousin. Like, I mean, I've been close to my cousins over the years, and
yeah.
I would be insulted if she...
Okay, well, look, if any of Lisa's cousins are listening, can I just point out, you better invite her to the whole day. Don't bother with this after stuff.
No, I like to buy a hat, you see, and
oh, yeah.
And I like to buy a nice dress and look the part.
You want to give it 100%, yeah, you want to give it 100%.
Yeah, because weddings are very special, they're lovely occasions, and, you know,
I don't like weddings.
Don't mind or, like, stuff like that, but a wedding is different, it's a big day, and you want to be there for the whole show, and...
They're a bit long, aren't they? They go on a bit long. I'm not really into going to weddings. They go on a little bit long, don't they?
They can be tedious weddings for a whole day, yeah.
You know these 12 o'clock weddings, and then they're on till 2:30 in the morning, and you're going, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd be there all day, and there's kids running around, and Auntie Mary and Uncle Johnny are pissed. And they're acting inappropriately on the dance floor. You know,
I'm singing. Yeah, so yeah, I love to go to the whole lot, get a few drinks in.
Okay, well, so stay there because Nicola, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Nicola?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. You'd be a bit, would you not be insulted? You wouldn't be insulted at all, no?
No, not at all.
No.
I think the woman who sent in the quote thinks she'd be seriously upset and stuff. She's such a snob.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, seriously.
Well, Lisa said she'd be...
That she's not invited. She's not good enough. Oh, Lord. The poor thing. Will she go away?
Nicola said she'd be a little bit insulted now if a cousin sent her, you know, that she knew, or should I say Lisa said, she'd be a bit insulted if a cousin, that somebody she knew pretty well, gave her an invitation for the evening.
be honest, I wouldn't mind if anybody gave me an invitation for the evening, for the simple reason that it's only when, like, all that Celtic Tiger thing and everything came in that people started inviting everyone for the full day. Like, it never used to be that way. Years ago, everyone for the wedding, the only people at the church were the immediate family and stuff, and the grandparents and the uncles and the aunties, and they were the only ones who went for dinner, and then everyone else was invited for the after.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember now. I got married, like, 25 years, when I look at it now, probably wasting money. But it was 25 years ago, right? And it was 110 people, I think, at my wedding.
Yeah, see, that's a really small wedding now.
Is it?
Well, I've worked in hotels for years, and right. I was doing wedding coordinating and events managing and all that. And 110 for a wedding is what we would have considered an easy day.
Right.
Like that's,
but now we
that's
did invite a load of people.
Day, like.
Yeah, because I worked in the nightclub industry, I had a lot of acquaintances, let's say. So we did. We did invite a lot of people to the afters.
But that's the way it used to be. Like when I was over in London for 6 years, and that's the way all the weddings still are.
Yeah, but see, the problem now is that in my day, you kind of got married in Dublin if you're from Dublin. But nowadays, you know, if you're from Cork, you know, you're getting married in Dublin or you're getting married in Donegal or something.
The thing, people who are going for a wedding now, they're going and they're willing to spend an obscene amount of money on a wedding when they should really be thinking, okay, you know, we're getting married. It's
deposit
lovely,
for a house.
We get to start our life together. How about we have a few pounds for that?
Yeah. But no, because yeah, Lisa wants a full invitation.
They
don't you, Lisa?
They
I do,
bankrupt.
Yeah.
Now, see, Lisa wants the full invitation.
Well, that's no. Only if they're very close relatives or family members now, close friends and stuff. But
yeah.
I can understand it if you know, you don't know... You probably know the husband better than the wife, and obviously he's no say in the matter. So we put you on the list for the.
And here's another thing that causes a row. Here's another thing that causes a row, right? So you invite, you know, Lisa and her partner, but you don't invite their kids. And then all of a sudden, Lisa gets the hump because her kids are not invited. I swear to God, this is a big thing nowadays. People get the hump because their kids are not invited.
Married. This is why I'm not married. I will not plan a wedding of my own. I've planned everyone else's. I've worked all of them. I will not plan my own because I know well I'll have my mother telling me, well, that woman down the road needs to be invited and you have to bring her daughter as well. And she's got a new boyfriend. They're going out 6 months. You may bring him too. I'm not supposed to be listening
to that. And what about Uncle Johnny from England that we haven't seen in 20 years?
Yeah, the last time we seen him was somebody's funeral. But it's okay. He can come to your wedding, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, you're better off. Don't get married.
No.
But Lisa, have you got kids, Lisa?
I have, yeah, I've got two children.
Okay, so if you were invited to, say, the cousin's wedding tomorrow to the day, but they didn't invite your kids, would you get the hump?
No, because if you had to drink more, not worry.
Because some people would get the hump about the kids not being invited. I'm not going. If the children are not invited, I'm not going.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd ask them, you know, would it be okay if we bring the children, and if they say no because it will be, like, too many... Say we understand.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't get the hump now, but...
Okay, but because Mick, you don't agree with Nicola there, no? Oh, sorry, Mick, I need to switch it on there. Hang on. Jeepers. Sorry, Mick, go ahead.
No, I would never gone to an evening invitation, ever.
Would you?
No, I would not. And
right.
I got married 12 years ago, and we didn't even do an evening invitation. We just, you either went to the wedding or you didn't.
Right, so it's either the whole thing or nothing.
Correct. I think it's an insult to be invited. We need a party.
Even there you go, Nicola.
A friend or
but how
like
many?
That.
How many people did you have at your wedding, Mick?
I had 180 people at my wedding.
Yeah, you see, like when you're talking about 180 people, that's fine. But when you're talking 250, 300 upwards, and wanting them all there all day, because like there's 20 grandchildren in my family,
well,
and they're all old enough to have partners. Some of them have kids of their own, and that's only the grandkids on my side. So
and
if we were talking
enough,
about
that's
everybody coming all day, that's 300 plus. That's a hell of a lot of money that I could spend on a house.
Exactly. That's why there was 100. We could have invited another 180 to my wedding, but we had to draw the line somewhere. I had cousins, uncles, nieces, nephews that didn't go to my wedding.
And was there a bit of a falling out?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so nobody got pissed off that they weren't invited.
People understand.
Right, okay.
People understand how much weddings cost, and if they don't understand, well, then should they even be invited in the first place?
Right, so you kind of, you think that if you get an evening invitation, it's kind of like you're just an afterthought, really?
Absolutely, 100%. I wouldn't...
I don't think that at all. I think people understand just as much as if they didn't get an invite to the wedding. They understand...
Well, you might as well not get one as to get an evening one.
Exactly. I'd rather not get one.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of an agreement with him. You might as well not invite the person at all if you're going to invite them in the evening.
But you're getting invited for the best part of it. You're getting invited for the disco and the drinking bit of it. There's no formalities when you get there. It's great.
You can go down to your local. And now let me go to Catherine. Catherine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Catherine?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Would you be insulted?
Not a bit. I'd be quite happy not to be invited to any part of any wedding.
Would you? So you don't want to go. You don't want to go to a wedding at all.
No, I had three last year, one after the other, and it just wrecked my head because they were all away. They were like the first one was my nephew's. It was in Galway, and then out to the Aran Islands.
Right.
And the other two of them were in Carlow, which is not far from me because I'm in Wicklow. But it's just the effort
and the expense.
On the expense, yeah. We didn't even get a holiday last year.
Because of the weddings.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so if anybody's listening that knows Catherine, don't bother inviting her.
Don't ask us anything, no.
And what about an afters invitation? Is that insulting?
I wouldn't see it as an insult. I just wouldn't be bothered going.
Would you not?
No.
Right, yeah, I can kind of see. And do you actually like weddings, or is it just the expense that you had a problem with? Do you like them?
No, not particularly. I think sometimes a good funeral is better than a bad wedding.
Oh, right, okay. It's a better piss-up, really, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm not a big drinker, no. But no, seriously, though. I mean, I married 30 years, and again, weddings are...
Do you remember your own wedding?
I do, yeah.
And was there trouble? I mean, over who got invited and who didn't get invited and all that kind of carry on?
No, well, I kind of... There wasn't trouble, but I felt afterwards, I felt... we paid for our own wedding.
Yeah.
And... But my mother kind of dictated who went because I was at such a body's wedding, so they had to come to mine.
Oh, that always happens, yeah.
Yeah, and then but I was working with my cousin. We both worked together, and I wasn't allowed to invite her. And then she got married the following July, and she wasn't allowed to invite me because...
She had to invite
somebody else. Yeah.
I mean, that's always the way. And that was the same when I got married. I remember my dad said, oh, you have to invite Uncle Paddy and whoever it is because they invited us to their daughter's wedding. And I'm going, exactly. Jesus Christ. I don't even know these people.
We didn't even have a big wedding. I think we just over 100 people.
Yeah. Well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Tony as well before I finish up. Yeah, sorry, Tony, you wouldn't go to the afters.
No, I don't think I'd bother going to the afters, I suppose, if you're invited. But it depends on the person's wedding, too. If it was a friend of mine that I kind of knew and he said, come on to the afters, yeah, I'd probably go along and say, crack was good.
But if he's a good friend of yours, why are you being invited to the afters?
If it's a good friend of mine, I'd expect to go to the whole lot and I wouldn't bother going in.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean, how dare he? You're obviously not good enough for the whole wedding, are you?
If somebody I knew from a past and, you know, I bump into him again after a couple of years and say, look, I'm getting married, and I come along to the last, well, sure, you might as well.
Sure, I've listened to you on the air for the last 5 years, Tony, and knowing your form, I wouldn't be inviting you to my wedding, in fairness.
Sorry, we'd have a great crack, lad.
Yeah, and what about the kids, by the way, Tony? Would you be insulted if you were invited and your missus was invited and the kids, because I know you spend most of your time looking after them anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if they weren't invited, would you be pissed off about that?
I'd be delighted, Niall.
Would you?
I'd be delighted to get away from them.
What, you're right.
I wouldn't believe in bringing kids to the wedding anyway, number one. I don't know.
Are you married? You're not married, so you're not talking.
I am, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you were married, because I know you were... This is your second relationship, isn't it?
Well, no, it's just my only one, lad.
Oh, no, am I getting you into trouble now? Okay, so no, I thought you had children from a previous relationship. Oh, that was the impression I got. Okay, all right, okay.
I know that.
All right, and you are married?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay. And how many people did you invite to your wedding?
Too many.
Was it expensive?
About 200 and something people.
Stop. Was it expensive?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, lad, you don't want to know it, yeah.
How long ago was it?
The photographer cost us over 3,000.
For what? The photographer?
Yes, that'll tell you how the cost of it.
Who'd you get, Lord Snowden or somebody? I mean, who did you get to take the photographs for $3,000?
A professional fella, yeah.
I don't care how professional he was. $3,000?
Yeah.
My meal didn't cost that.
I tell you, it was a fancy one now. We headed up in Dublin.
Right.
Finstown's.
Right, okay. And how much did the whole wedding cost you from start to finish?
I couldn't put an answer. I said... the band was 6,000.
Ah, stop. The Beatles. What band cost you 6,000?
No, they're 4,000.
Right.
They came up from Limerick.
Right, okay. That makes a difference. No, go on.
We went, like, you know, we'd be fancy like on this part of the world, you know?
I know, yeah. You still haven't given me a price for the whole wedding yet.
It's like around 20 grand on it, yeah.
It was more than that. If you're paying 6 grand for the photographer and 4 grand for the band, there's 10 grand down the tube. Yeah. And you haven't even had a bite to eat yet.
Yeah, I haven't had a bite to eat yet. I actually don't know what the whole cost was, said his route.
Probably before 40 grand. Listen, Tony, thanks for that. Catherine and everybody else who got involved in the conversation. You deserve a scream.